you can certainly go live as I futz and tell you to look at the camera. Ha!
Is that it?
There it is.
Couldn't tell.
There's a significant lag. Let me just say this. What? Can we? Is this again just... Is this just Jack wanting to
it's summertime.
Off
what are you talking about?
Summertime.
Is that how we're going to start every show?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Speaking of summer, how was your boys 4th of July? We talked about our plans. This is the first I've seen you guys since then. Since the birth of our nation.
Since the celebration. You guys did not show up.
What?
You guys did not show up on the 4th. Both of you mofos.
It was on record that we would
it post, is on record.
And we did not. I didn't. Wait, what? There was plans to hang out. You remember that? I'm pretty sure we were inebriated. Someone had to pull the tape.
So what did you guys do?
Ice, did you pull the tape?
Oh, sorry.
What?
What? I went to see Aladdin.
On the 4th?
Yes.
That's what you did?
Yeah.
Wait.
With the kids.
Wait. Let me guess. The theater was probably dead empty, right?
Dead empty. Are we going to do a Dueling 3 on, like,
One. Oh, we could have done a
I set the
movie
movies,
review.
Jack at the movies, and John at the movies. Is that what's going to happen tonight?
Could be, but I'm just saying that we saw Aladdin, hung out at the house, pretty good low-key.
I mean, I don't know if you guys want to go into a deep review on another episode, but, like, overall, like, what'd you think?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Did you
have a big raging throbber for the multi-ethnic girl who played Jasmine?
There were some Me Too moments. They kind of messed
some
with
elements
of that. And then they also had a backstory for the genie as well. So I guess it kind of ties into the song because Will Smith was the genie.
Oh, right? Well, then. So, synergy.
Yeah, so it was actually I enjoyed it a lot. So, yeah,
well
but then,
said.
Yeah. Saw fireworks in the neighborhood.
Do they do that in your neighborhood?
There is one person who's been doing it for years, and his fireworks display was very good.
Really?
I could estimate he spent at least $3,000 on these fireworks. It was like the legit...
He does it for the community?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. So it was...
That's awesome.
Yeah,
man.
It was very smoky afterward because it was, as is most July 4th, there was no wind in sight. It was humid as hell. And then it was just raining like most of the day. So
it's hung in the air like warm death.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's
kids
cool, man.
Sort of enjoyed it, but I enjoyed it more. So, yeah, that was what we did.
How about you, John?
We had a traumatic incident happen fairly recently, so
low key.
Yeah, we kept it like Thor's brother, low key. We just needed to stay the hell away from people because I just didn't want to, like, be in the midst of like this gregarious event and all of a sudden like see somebody's white and brown dog and just like crumple to the ground. Like I don't want that to happen for me, one, but for the others in the group. So you know, I appreciate the invitation, and again, I apologize for forgetting. But
don't worry.
No,
we actually didn't stay late, so don't feel too bad.
We were not there altogether. We actually we did see Spider-Man over the course of the weekend.
Nice.
We'll talk about that later. But we did some retail therapy too. Because, you know, when you got problems and you're compromised, you spend money, and we spend some money. So
makes you feel better.
Of course, yeah, the moderator would spend more money.
Moderator spending money on not audio equipment, but new flip-flops from Adidas. So
nice.
Good times all around.
Oh, is it those, like, cloud foam ones? Those are
yes.
Good.
Okay, so
those are great.
They don't agree with my arches, but otherwise they are fantastic.
Nice. I swear by those now. I've been rocking like those Fila sandals every time. Every time I find those, online,
you have to find it on eBay.
Yeah,
you can't find it anywhere else.
So always at all times, I'm always rocking a pair. And then you know, like when you think back, I think it's very sentimental. That's why we wear it. But it's not that comfortable.
The quality is terrible. I mean, they just wear down. They just conform to your feet and then get so thin. It's the worst.
Yeah.
They've died 1,000 deaths in this household. Let me just make that clear.
But these
clear now.
Adidas, man, they put the cloud foam in there. Uh-huh. And in the oh, man, it's like memory foam in your flip-flops. It's dope.
Jack is Googling vigorously.
Okay, I got you.
The upsell.
Is that the
one?
You
which
got?
One? That's the one. The slides. Yeah. Black.
How much you get it for?
$24.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's really good.
Retail therapy. Yeah, I feel really good saving money and making myself feel good. Write that down. That's
great.
Market.
All right.
That's the formula. Okay, can we start this mission,
guys? Start the goddamn show.
Happy 4th, post 4th, whatever the hell this is. Live from Eddie's room, this is the Bad Slam Podcast, post 4th of July edition. I am the moderator, Asian John. He's just Jack.
What's up?
Ice on the ones and or twos.
Hola.
Press the button, sir. We thank you for your multi... All right.
Oh, hold on. I actually have that. Why did I have to do that? There you go.
The delay did not make it any more limp.
I totally forgot. I just added it.
Yes. God. I appreciate you bringing new elements to the show. It's just, it's a growing enterprise, as you can tell. You can find us on badslant.com, on Instagram and Twitter, at badslant. Watch us live on YouTube. We thank you if you're doing that now. I look at the ticker. No one's doing that. It's fine. We're going to get there. I put the correct link on the Instagram, so I should hope that will increase the numbers eventually. Grace, we're looking at you. Right link is the right link is out there. But wherever you listen or watch the show, we appreciate it. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher.
I just saw your note here.
I crossed out CastBox? Yes, yeah. I did it. Liam, bartender, never again. I keep bringing it up. I keep promising not to bring it up. CastBox has brought us nothing. It's fine. It'll live out there for maybe a few more weeks. But wherever you listen to us, give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and support the show if you can. You can go to our website, badslant.com/support, and you can shop through Amazon and Target.com. And we might have a few more options for you in the very near future. We're ironing a few things out. But wherever you do your internet shopping, we suspect you can do it through our website. Are you actually hitting the timpani just laid out there?
Well, we do have one today, though.
Oh, my God. Wait, the shopping or just another affiliate?
The other one.
Okay. The shopping thing to the side. I thought we kind of segregated, but it's perfectly fine. Segregation is wrong. I should never do it ever again. The other way to support the show is through 23andMe.
Why would you do another timpani?
All right. Okay, I'm sorry.
That board doesn't get enough use, so we might as well.
I never get to use this enough.
Apparently. Timpanis is the whole nine. Rim shot, perfect. Yes, so we're going to have a link. We'll shoot it out there, but you can purchase your 23andMe tests through our website and help support us at the same time. And the two of the three primaries on the show have explored the 23andMe tests, the DNA test. So basically, you have the opportunity to dig into your lineage. It's not necessarily too invasive, although we're going to discuss that. Quick, easy test. You can find out if you're half Indonesian or if you descend from pygmies, the whole lot. So they've got the whole gamut with their DNA tests.
Also a health component as well.
Okay, there's that too. I've heard about that, where you have they can see if you have like the muscle composition for elite athletes. So, I mean, it's a lot of good stuff and probably good for your health going forward and not just looking back. You guys have checked it out. I have not, because I'm related to one of the guys who did the thing. So I assume everything's on the up and up, and I don't need to do one of my own. But Ice, you did the test. Did we talk about this previously on an older episode?
I don't think so.
No. Maybe just offhand.
Off air.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But yours, I feel like your result was really boring.
Mine?
Yeah.
The initial result was boring. The second result was shocking.
Oh, damn. Please do explain, because I need a refresher. I've been drinking.
Yeah. But before I go into that, one little tidbit that I just want to mention about our new sponsor. With the link that we're going to put up on our support page for 23andMe, when you actually, if you were interested in doing 23andMe, if you click on our link, you will receive 10% off.
Heyo. So you're not just helping us, you're getting something in return.
Yep. Nice. So you're helping the show and you're getting a little discount, which they don't really give discounts that often. There's a couple like these like big holiday discounts, but
like if you felt the urge to get a DNA test on Memorial Day, like you might get like a few extra shekels, but like any other time of the year, like this is actually quite helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So back in 2017, I remember I was always like intrigued when I heard about the idea of 23andMe, and I'm just like, you know, like one, I'm fascinated by the fact that you can do a DNA test at home with just like, I mean, I'm not sure if everyone's aware, but the way it works is you buy the little kit and then you spit into a little test tube, you send it into them, and then within like weeks they'll send you all the results, and it's pretty crazy just for
actual spit, and you're not asking people to rap, right? Yeah. I just want to make sure that's perfectly clear. You don't need bars in order to get this test done.
You send back a little demo tape, and then they'll tell you where you're from.
I spit hot fire.
But it's pretty cool, man. It's amazing how much that, you know, like, when you're going through the process, I don't know if you had a similar story, Jack, but like when I went through the sign up and registration as I was sending my my DNA back to them, I decided to not give them any of my information because I didn't want to give them any clues of who I was, because I felt like if I participated in any survey, I was giving them a hint of where I'm from.
Okay.
So I was like, I did not give them any information. I did the bare bones, like as basic as I could provide. And I skipped a lot of things so I was just like, I'm not interested in participating in this survey or that one.
Yeah. So you try to deceive them right out the gate.
Because I just need to know, like,
how good are you really?
Exactly. Okay. But they were pretty spot on. The initial results. So, you know, I'm from Thailand.
Nuh-uh.
So both of my parents are Thai. So when I got my initial results, it's fairly accurate.
Kap kun kap.
It was 96.4% Southeast Asian.
How many? Wait, how much?
It's 96.4.
God damn, that's a lot of Asian.
So, you know, like Thai isn't one of the, like, the majority Asians, you know, they're not like Korea, Japanese, Chinese. So
you're a jungle Asian, basically.
They just like lumped like Thailand into Southeast Asian. So they put them with probably like, I'm assuming with Vietnam, Laos, and Philippines.
I think you got them all.
Thai, Khmer, Myanmar.
Cambodian, all that.
Also, no, it'll be Burma to me.
Yeah, so 96.4 well Southeast Asian, 3.4% East Asian, which is like a little bit of Chinese.
Hunga hunga.
And then 0.1% broadly, I don't know what this means, broadly East Asian and Native American.
So that means like Eastern Asian, like, so like those are the
Indians.
Yeah, so those are the people actually migrated through to North America, you know, through the Bering Strait. When there was no water there.
Yeah.
Pangea, as it were.
Pangea.
That is not it.
That's not it?
No.
Okay.
That's not it, Chief? All
right. And a little bit less than 0.1% European. Okay. I have no idea. That's probably like a little slip up.
Somebody took a left when they should have went right.
Yeah. But the cool part, the part, you know, so all that was fully expected. So I gave him a lot of props. I was like, dude, they nailed it. That's exactly where I'm from. Aside from, you know, the little bit of Chinese and all that stuff, it's fine. It's close enough.
That's why pencils have erasers.
But the part that I didn't realize was, as part of 23andMe, it's not like a one-time thing.
No,
it's just
not at
as
all.
They continue to get more results from other people and they start building their like database full of like all these, you know, metrics and stuff, they continue to send you updates if they learn anything new, which is crazy.
You think there's like a crack staff like somewhere at the 23andMe headquarters that's constantly doing research?
No, it's all machine
learning. Right? Okay.
Come on now.
Just checking. I just want to make sure there's not a staff like, oh, we got another hit on Mr. Ice.
Sir Ice.
So earlier this year, in January, I got an update from them, and I was, you know, that was probably like, I got a couple updates since 2017, but you know, it was like super minor stuff. But this one, I was like, for whatever reason, I was like, oh, I'll check it out.
He's gay.
This was the first time that it actually changed my percentages. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. So now when I got the new results, now they broke, they can break down East, Southeast Asian into the, you know, Indonesian, Thai, Khmer, and Myanmar. So
wait,
Myanmar.
What is that?
I'm sorry.
Say it again. It's Myanmar.
Myanmar.
Thank you.
God. I'm sorry.
Or Burma. Burma. It used to be Burma.
The linguist has spoken.
My God.
Sorry, dickhead. 66.3%. I'm no longer 96.4, whatever it was.
Right.
Oh my God, you're from the Burmese jungle.
Yeah. So now I'm only 66.3% Thai now, and my Chinese descent raised up to 6% now.
Oh my!
And then the surprise is
No comments to that.
I'm 19% Vietnamese.
Woo! Yes.
Can you believe that?
We did it, man. Woo!
Can you believe
we did
that?
It?
Like,
we did it.
I have no one in my family that's Vietnamese.
The first all Vietnamese podcast in America. Woo!
Hey, man.
It took some time.
19%.
It only took it 2 years since your initial test, but man, the results are paying off.
But I'm like, what? I still haven't confronted my parents about it yet.
Let's get Liam back on the show and make it a clean sweep.
I've been meaning to like show them this data because I don't even think they knew I did it. So I just want to be like, yo, what is this all about, man?
You know, just bring it up at Thanksgiving. That's the best part. That's the best time.
19% isn't small, man. That's pretty substantial.
You know, we're not a tall people, so you know, like 19% means that guy was trying hard.
That's like pretty much 100%.
Pretty much, yes. The equivalent, like. The ratio is like, it's all very complicated. Don't worry. Wow.
But it's crazy, man.
I would have remembered that. Good Lord, man. Bombshells dropping left, right,
this
center.
This year, that was dropped on me in January.
I remember that conversation. It was posted in our Slack group, right? And yeah. That was hilarious.
I was like, what?
Well, that actually prompted me to check my results, right? So
Did yours change?
Yes. So,
oh, it did change.
Okay, so okay. I'll share. Yeah, it changed a lot. So in 2017, right? Is that when I did it initially?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. 2017, I went through the whole process. And
did you guys do this together holding hands?
I don't know. It just seemed like we did
how
it at the same time.
How the hell did 2017 just be the...
no, you know what?
DNA year.
I got it as a birthday present. So my wife bought it for myself and her brother. So
a group rate was...
So
I know, right?
No, but the science behind it is that you get more from male DNA samples because you get both the X and Y chromosome. So whatever. She kind of dug deep into it and found out. So she did it for her brother. So that she can see the results for him. She got it from me and, you know, did the whole spiel, set up the account. I didn't actually skip all the questions. I actually went through it. So
gave them hints.
I gave them enough hints.
Do you like Ho Chi Minh?
Yes. Maybe not, though. So we did the whole thing and got the results back. And so the results came back as such. It was 45% Chinese. 45% Chinese.
That's
and
almost
then,
half. Man.
Exactly. And then
crap.
The other half was Southeast Asian. Yes.
The math checks out.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The other half was, I don't have the results now. I have the updated results, but I remember the Southeast Asian part was around the same, like 45%. And then you had the other underlying was broadly East Asian, Chinese, Southeast Asian, whatever. It all filled out. So this was actually a huge surprise to both myself and the moderator because we knew my mother had and her side of the family was Chinese.
Essentially
they
of
spoke
Chinese descent.
Of this Chinese descent. They were ethnically Chinese, but they spoke a backwater dialect, whatever.
Redneck, backwater Chinese.
Yes, but they didn't. My mom's
Alabama Chinese.
Yeah, they don't speak Mandarin. They don't speak Cantonese. They speak some kind of backwater bullshit that, like, if you said it now, people would be like, what the hell are you
talking? We have friends who speak it too.
Yeah, exactly, which is crazy. But so. I sent the results to Mish and my wife and
Mrs. AJ.
Yeah, and the moderator. And it was like, my wife was like, are you fucking serious? I told you if you're more than 50% than Chinese that I would divorce you. It came in at 45%, which
really,
was great.
Really not painting the wife in a positive light. Just want to make that clear.
Right. Oh, but we'll get to that. But
thank you.
What happened... John and the moderator's wife was radio silent for hours, right? And I was like, Understandably so. Yeah,
understandably so. So I reached out to him through text messages and I said,
did a wellness
check.
Hey,
man, did you get the results? He goes, yeah, the wife and I are kind of just taking it all in. I was like, yeah, yeah.
So it's a lot.
So because as growing up, we said a lot of Chinese words that were substituted. So when we talk about and we call our parents, we actually say we have pronouns for them that are in Chinese. Mm-hmm. And so we didn't know that growing up. That's just how we grew up. But when we went, when I went back to Vietnam, my cousins were like, yeah, we're not Vietnamese. Don't call. So I'd call my grandmother the Vietnamese pronoun, but they were like, don't call her that. That's not how we do it. I'm like, what? Like that doesn't, it didn't compute.
Say that again.
It's like, what? It didn't compute. So, so when these results came back, it all kind of like just coalesced and just all, everything kind of fell into place. I was like, oh my God, we're Chinese. We're half Chinese. And then it just like it for months really, and for actually years. So when you got your update, that's when I got my update. I was like, maybe I should check my 23andMe out. And I checked the results again. So now it's kind of
he hit refresh on the browser. Now we're here.
We're back at 77% Vietnamese.
Okay.
We're back, baby.
You're back.
I can say we're actually full Vietnamese, and then we're actually 6% Indonesian, Thai, Khmer, and Myanmar.
Myanmar,
whatever.
Myanmar?
Yeah, whatever the case may be. We still have some
Myanmar, as I said earlier. Myanmar.
So, but we still have some Chinese descent in ourselves, in our lineage here. So, but yeah, it when that occurred, our perspective changed. We're like, what the fuck did our mom like just not tell us the correct? It was just like this mind blowing thing. Like,
there might have been some subterfuge, in our communications with the family.
Yeah, so we're like, clear. What the hell happened? But
good thing you didn't blow up at the mom, and then now you're like, okay.
We're back at 78%,
like,
man.
Just kidding. Yeah,
so levels are high. Levels are fine.
Levels are fine. But I didn't. It's funny because I checked my results, and then I got a notification like a few hours later that hey, you have a new DNA report that you should check out. I'm like, okay, so I'm just kind of waiting and anticipating the next report that's gonna go us like swing the pendulum back the other way. So, that was my experience. There's also a cool feature on 23andMe where they relate you to other people on the platform. So as more people,
I don't know
how
I feel about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that
actually factors into one of the. I won't say it's a negative aspect because I think. The way that this story played out specifically was justice being served. But one of the tales that we saw with, I guess, related to some of these DNA tests spoke to the Golden State Killer, which was a prominent story. And Jack, you threw that out there. Can you expound a bit on how they utilize a DNA test to essentially nab a notorious killer?
So they took... So I think his relative uploaded the test to one of the databases. And then so this was a cold case, right? So it's a Golden State Killer. So he had been like just murking young women in the California
area.
That
is urban vernacular for murdering or slaying.
I mean, slaying has several connotations. So, long story short, they found his.
He killed some people.
Yeah,
right,
he killed
God
some people, and so his relative actually uploaded their DNA to one of these sites. Maybe it's Ancestry, one of the other competing ones, whatever the case may be. But they found they uploaded their sample they had up to the database as well, and they got a hit, and they found his relative and was able to trace back to. I think he was a law enforcement officer or was a police officer, if I'm not mistaken. But they found him, and so they actually caught the Golden State Killer, right? So, so it's
accused
not
accused of a series of decades old rapes, and murders.
Jeez. These are decades old. So this isn't the first case, but it's just an example of how law enforcement is using these databases to find, trying to crack cold cases, right? So they'll upload their data up and then say, okay, so we'll track. I think there was one in this area as well, in the D.C. area.
No way.
I can't remember what it was. I think it was based out of Maryland, but it was the same thing. They found
people don't get killed in Maryland. What are you talking about?
Seriously, like in Baltimore?
I stand corrected. I had no idea.
So how do you guys feel about that? I mean, it's like...
I mean, it's a huge invasion of privacy.
It is, but you also have to take into account it's justice being served. It's not. Can you imagine being that guy who spent so many decades just like laying low, like he hasn't gotten a speeding ticket in like 30 years, and all of a sudden like he gets hemmed up because his cousin wanted to find out if he was part Dutch, like. I can't imagine like trying to rationalize that in your head, but at the same time, if there's an invasion of privacy angle out of this that actually does some good, then you know it's a fine line to walk, but
it's tough, right?
It's really hard, and again, a lot of this is anonymous, and they had to do some additional detective work to get to.
Oh
that
yeah,
point.
Of course. Right.
So it's not just a situation where they said, "Oh, we got a hit here," so we found this guy's a street address. No, they had to work to get it. So it's kind of like getting a clue that led to another clue that led to another clue. Yeah. So
it's not like they found the relative and then they went after. You know what I'm saying? Like they there was more detective work, more hurdles that they
but
had
it
to
just,
go through.
But it helps.
Yeah. So it helps. It's not black and white. I think it just kind of there's good and bad you can take out of any situation. But in this case, I think we can probably see that the benefit outweighs the loss in this whole scenario.
It's a sticky wicket.
Yeah, I feel like it's the beginning. So right now it's like,
are you from Downton Abbey? What the hell? Sticky wicket? What's wrong with you? Anyway,
I don't know. It's like right now everything is like the, you know, even though 23andMe and all these home like ancestry DNA and all that, all these home kits have been around for years now, I still feel like it's in the early stages of
technology,
right?
Yeah.
So, you know, right now, of course, all the headlines and all the stories you're going to hear about it is all going to be like for the good. You know, like there's a lot of these stories of like reuniting people with, you know, relatives that they found through, you know.
That's still pretty damn awesome. There's some weird stuff that comes with it, but like hearing those stories every time, it's still pretty good.
So it's like there's that angle, but then there's like at the flip side, like, you know, recently I saw there was like that partnership with 23andMe and Airbnb, where they're now taking that all your the genetics data and I guess pairing that up with people, and then so when you're logging into Airbnb, they can surface up like what they're calling like heritage vacations, heritage tours, where based on like your background, they're like showing you like places where you're from that you may want to go and take these trips. And so that's where it's like,
I'm not trying to go to Myanmar.
Like I don't, that's where I feel like it's becoming closer to that invasion of privacy.
You don't
right?
want to go to the jungle like, where Peterman went.
It's like if you're taking my personal data, like I just wanted to know my background and my health and all that, make sure like if there's anything I need to be worried about. That's
He's
all
just an errand boy. Well,
that's all I want to. That's all I care about. I don't want to be now sold trips based on where I'm from.
Well,
well,
there are stipulations, right? When you sign up, did you allow them to like keep the sample afterward? To do
I probably said yes to it.
You know what I mean? Like, because that's one of the stipulations and questions.
Did you uncheck all the boxes?
I don't think he did. I didn't. I was just like, yeah, sure, take it.
You know, I don't read those things. It's like, you know.
No, you don't. God, EULA, the end user license agreement. Like, no chance.
You're a tech guy.
Have you read that?
Who reads that? I know you don't.
The iTunes one? Have you read that? There's a South Park bit on it. There's a whole episode on it, like, of reading that, and then you, like, basically sign your soul away, and like, they'll be like, oh, you didn't read this? You didn't read the EULA?
Nobody reads it.
Not one person. Not one person.
Every time you buy a new product and you turn something on, they throw you like miles long of all these like legal
terms. No one
terms.
Reads it. Yeah, no one reads it.
But I'm not giving a sperm sample to Apple, so I know they're not running off and
taking. Well, that's what you do with Google.
So
like
you
when
think?
when you get free anything, you're signing away your privacy because they look at your emails. They're tracking you.
By the way, I am slowly moonwalking out of like the whole Google ecosystem. I know like Googling things and searching stuff in search engines, like that's kind of inescapable, but everywhere else like I can possibly try to, I have like slowly started to extricate myself.
Well, yeah, that's how they know where you are at all times, right? You're using
My
Google.
God.
You're using Google Maps?
Why do they know I'm at Capital Bike Share? Why do they know this?
Because they're tracking you.
I'm trying to get this bike, get away.
They were tracking you whether the app was active or not. Oh. That was the big thing a few years ago, right? Do you remember that?
Yeah,
that was a huge thing. So it is still they deal with data, and your data is gold to them. That's how they make their money.
That's why they're they're and now this we're, huge empire.
Yeah, exactly.
Man. It's a problem, fam. Make that clear.
I don't know. It's like, I think it's at a point now where you kind of just got to accept the age that we're in, and you know, we're being tracked. There's you carry these motherfuckers with you all day. This is the worst thing. This phone here listens to every word you say, everything you search, you got your freaking fingerprint that you're putting in there, that you're touting Touch ID and this and that.
Face ID.
My God, man, this thing.
I hear face recognition.
I hear they're getting rid of that.
Oh yeah,
you like that?
Yeah. You like that? No, they're not gonna get.
Oh
rid
shit!
Of
every
it.
They're moving backwards to no, my technology.
They're gonna have bitch. Both. Nah, I don't know. They have too much pride. They can't just say, "Okay, we were wrong."
Hashtag so no notch.
How cool is that? There's gonna be no notch, and you can do face and touch. Come on, man.
They're face touch. Cool. Do you realize? Can we do face touch? Yeah. That would be the next step. We're just going like this. All right, we're good. We're good.
My mole will unlock my phone going forward.
It has to be face touch.
I would hope. But look, I'm under.
Did you? It was funny when Touch ID was blowing up and you. Like people were like starting to post these things of like girlfriends taking their dudes' thumbs.
That's a nipple, bro.
So what the dude started doing was he instead of using his hands, he would use his toes. It's so freaking hilarious.
That's pretty boss.
I can't. No. I mean, that
like
makes sense.
Everyone got weird at that point, but I'm under at this rate. I'm under no delusions that. Like, if I put anything into a computer, that it's going to stay, like, safe and sacred on my device. Like, I just assume that it's going to go off to someone to capitalize on it. But I will try to protect whatever the hell I can. Like, whatever small little island I can stay on with, like, the stuff that really matters, I'm going to protect it with all, like, with every ounce of my might.
Yeah. I've given up that fight.
Of course you have. You're King Tech. I mentioned to the wife, you are our Oscar.
I am being tracked 24/7.
My God. Like speakers on speakers, racks on racks. Like
there's zero privacy in my life.
Don't I know it? I tracked your location the whole way here.
But the trade-off is there's a lot of cool things that come.
There's
good
stuff.
If you adopt all this this cloud technology, it's kind of cool, man. It makes life a lot easier.
You can find your adopted mom. Yeah. I'm sorry, your birth mom.
That's cool, man.
I think that's to an extent, like, we're not in that specific situation, but if it's nice to know that you have the ability.
What was the story? It was like a guy, he grew up, he knew he was adopted from since he was a kid, right?
Yeah.
And then
it was an anonymous adoption, right? Too.
So what he so eventually he did the like 23andMe. He got his results, and then I guess he found a match of.
Oh wow! And then Jack says it was a sticky wicket,
but not the mother. Yeah. But it was like
probably
his
a sibling,
aunt.
Right? Oh okay.
It was an aunt.
He found an aunt.
And correct. By seeing
what?
Such a fucking dick.
What did I do?
So like based on her information,
I'm Spider-Man, leave me alone.
He looked up her name, and then he saw a photo of who who he just knew, like matter of fact, that has to be my mom. So I guess he decided to reach out and connect, and yeah, it turns out that was his mother that he saw a photo of.
That's sweet, man. I got a bit of a creeper reading that. It's like, huh, shit. Like you scroll through somebody's Instagram page and all of a sudden
you did cry, right?
No. Damn it. I've cried enough in the last week.
Damn it.
I've shed plenty of tears, but this is one that did not inspire some saline discharge.
So would it be a waste of money if we got John a kit for him to try?
Is the result
going to be different?
If you want to sow the seeds for discord in this familial relationship, if you want to make shit weird on the show going forward, because lo and behold, all of a sudden I get like a 27% Mongolian.
I know.
There's going to be some hard truths.
Well, I don't think the Mongolian is in there. Like they haven't like okay, all, single
leveled it out.
Okay, maybe not Mongolian. All of a sudden, well, maybe I get like some Western Spaniard, like just like pops up out of nowhere.
That would be the worst. But no, okay. So what?
I'm really pale compared to the lot of my family. So.
No, no. What will happen is that they will actually link you to any siblings you have
it's
on.
It's not
gonna
be you.
It would be sick. That would. Oh shit. It would be even worse than it is now.
Holy just, moly!
You see my DNA path, like headed right towards.
I don't see why not.
Do we want to scratch that
hard left?
I do because I need to have like. Why not? It would be great. It would be great. Because
really, you guys should match.
We should match. Your results should match. 77.6% Vietnamese.
If it doesn't,
look, that might that might be a good show bit, and it
just for the show, man. For the show, it's like for the gram.
But it'll be good just to show how easy it is to do one of these home DNA kits, especially without a new affiliate sponsor, you know.
Yeah, we could do that.
Might be good to do on air.
See, why not?
You can laugh at my misery.
We can post it to social media.
I'll do the whole reveal right here on the show.
That'll be
no preparation whatsoever.
Maybe we should do that in one of the future upcoming weeks.
And we'll watch my family crumble. All right.
Man, that would be so crazy if the results didn't match. Holy crap.
I mean,
I wouldn't even know what to do.
I can't imagine.
Petrified and just riveted at the same time.
And by the way, I think it does take like, what, three to 5 weeks to get the results.
Correct.
So for 3 to 5 weeks, you're kind of living in a bit of anxiety. Just like you're like always looking in the mail, waiting, checking your email, checking everything. Just like I need some feedback that, yeah. I don't know. That would be kind of cool.
You know, all I'm going to do is just, like, stay on Twitter and wait for another Adrian Wojnarowski tweet. Like, that's the only thing that could keep me, like, even mildly, like, entertained during that whole process. Like, that's the only thing that's distracting me from, like, tragedy and God knows what else that's happened in the last couple of weeks.
Were you guys up on staying up to date with the news?
Oh, goddamn. So this is like late breaking news whenever it feels like breaking. Russell Westbrook got traded to the damn Rockets.
I got
how the literal hell is that going to work?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? Are you kidding me? It's like you're putting two magnets together and you're wondering why they're not clicking. Like, what the hell? Like, it's going to be a disaster.
They played together before. They'll figure it out again.
I'm sure
Harden came off the bench before. You remember
that?
He was
a bit player.
He was the sixth man of the year for God's sake.
He was the moderator, if anything. He had no influence on how that offense worked, but it happened just before the show started tonight. Number one, I can't believe the Thunder took on Chris Paul.
It's like, why?
He's as athletic as I am at this rate.
Oh, they wanted the picks, right? That's really what
I
they
guess.
Wanted. They didn't really care about Chris Paul.
They have 7 first round picks lined up through 2026. Through the trade with the Los Angeles Clippers for Paul George, they have acquired so many picks now that they can either take those picks and leverage it for another superstar in the near future, or actually just start playing the long game where they're just going to play.
At this point,
for the future, right?
Let all these superstar duels like battle it out. For now, they just build for the future.
I'm gonna die before they make all of those picks. I'm fairly certain. What is the point of? The NBA, like, the window to win is such, like, a fleeting thing. Like, I don't know what the longevity play is for having picks into, like, the next decade and a half. Like, I don't know. The math in my head just can't be done.
Well, they're assets, so they can trade them later. Whether they can...
To whom?
I don't know. The landscape changes every year. What are you talking about?
Someone's going to be desperate.
Yeah. It could come at the trade deadline. Who knows?
When Jason Tatum hits free agency in 2024 is when these assets could come to fruition.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Like, these are future assets. We don't know. I don't know
what my ethnic heritage is, let alone like what the Clippers are going to be
exactly.
In 7 years.
Like, you don't know what these picks will bear. Like, you don't know how these players will react when they get to the league. So you can just trade them for assets. You can trade for players now. So why not do it? So for all the sellers that may come up during the trade deadline, they can be like, hey, I'm going to give you 3 first-round picks. Give me your superstar. Like, that can happen as long as you take on the salary. Who cares? That's what happens, man, in this NBA, this landscape now.
Take this money.
But they
take
don't have. But
picks.
What I do like about the NBA now, there aren't super teams. There aren't like 3 superstars per team, right? You've got KD and Kyrie in Brooklyn. You've got
AD and LeBron in LA, and then now you've got Kawhi and Paul George in LA as well, and then now this blockbuster goddamn trade, and they've reunited Russell Westbrook and Harden back in Houston. So you don't have a team with three superstars. You have teams with two superstars, and that kind of balances everything out. And in the background too is you've got Golden State with, I guess, D'Lo. Steph Curry.
You still got Klay and Curry.
Yeah, you have Klay and Curry, but Klay is out the whole year.
He has one leg.
He can't walk.
I've been told it's but a flesh wound, but it's still like
it's
one
back.
Leg.
Yeah. I mean, like, and then you have Giannis down out in the East as well with.
You ain't said shit about Bradley and Isaiah Thomas.
I am not referencing
Super
the Washington
Beal?
Team.
Come on, man.
Super team, bitch.
I am not referencing. They will be lucky to win.
Jan off the bench.
30 games.
They'll get 30.
Oh,
they'll be lucky to win 30 games.
Have you seen some of the play of Rui? Rui looks promising, man.
I hope so.
How are we just overlooking Ian Mahimi, okay?
Stop.
You guys are just driving by like one of the biggest contributors in the Eastern Conference. I mean, yeah, okay. I'm Oklahoma City has all the draft picks forever in a day, so it could work out. They could probably flip it for a guy who will make an immediate impact. It's just so far into the future. I can't possibly think that far ahead right now. I mean, 5, 6, 7 years, I mean, it doesn't seem that, if you sit down and think about it, it doesn't seem that long in the future. But when you pass like the age of 30, you're approaching 40, everything seems like it's a million miles away.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And then
this league is nuts, man.
That was like the last big domino to fall. But then just before that, we talked about Kawhi last week.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
I was so wrong.
He hadn't made a decision at that point.
No, not at all.
And
Twitter was so wrong.
Did we make picks? Like, did we?
No, we didn't. We didn't predict. We didn't. No one knew.
No.
I think I was betting on the Lakers.
You wanted him to be on the Lakers.
Yeah,
you
well, wanted I wanted him,
you got
him to be
big
there.
Purple
but then
and yellow throbber in your pants, and
I
just
always
like,
do.
Well, he signed with L.A.
You are mostly Burmese, so.
And then
get it straight. Myanmar.
Oh, sorry.
Myanmar. My apologies. And they recruited your boy Paul George, right, PG? And so, like,
that came out of nowhere. Holy
right.
crap.
But like, he like,
I was walking my dog when I found that out.
They couldn't get out of the first round last year. They kind of peaked too early. And so,
can you imagine peaking at the first round exit?
Yeah, they peaked too early, and then Paul George kind of saw the writing on the wall, which it surprised everyone that he actually signed an extension with OKC last year.
I remember when he signed the thing. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Why are they at Dream Nightclub announcing he signed a 4-year deal? What the hell?
Everyone was shocked, but I think he saw that playing with Westbrook wasn't the best move for him. Like, there wasn't a lot of.
He finished third in the MVP voting.
I mean, he played because.
Are you telling me that
no, but because Westbrook took a step back, like his numbers took a step back. His play regressed.
So why
is
it
so bad for him?
Yeah,
because he wants to win a championship. So
they could have won.
They could have waited for everyone else to die, like they, you know, they were planning to, and then all of a sudden he panicked at the last second and said, "Screw it."
Okay, so everything changed when Kawhi won the championship, right? So he was like, "All right, I'm gonna choose where I'm gonna go." So he was like, "Okay, I'm going to the Clippers. Why don't I recruit? Why don't I reach out to Paul George?" And he called him, and then they had conversations, and then Paul George and his agent engineered a trade out of OKC.
They almost got past the first round. It was that game against
Denver?
Portland, right?
Or Portland, yeah.
When Lillard hit that shot over people.
38-foot jumper.
And that was it.
And then Paul George says it was an awful shot.
All right. Okay.
Hater.
Now I remember.
Yes, that step back.
He was hating.
Oh, God.
It's fair. It like, optics-wise, like, you know, it didn't. It doesn't matter in the long run.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, but I'm saying,
but
like,
he figured,
if,
like,
if
his status in the Western Conference was pretty much set in stone. There's so many other teams with so much more talent and so much better prospects going forward that, you know, he didn't see, like, a way out. So I get it from that perspective, but, man.
Yeah,
like, but to say that his he kind of hit his peak, I mean, again, third in the MVP voting. Like,
let me correct myself. I don't think.
Please,
Paul George actually was
he has
great
two
last
first
year.
Names.
Yes, Paul George was great last year. I think Westbrook took a step back, allowing Paul George to be the MVP candidate.
And who said he wouldn't continue to do that, though?
That
Russell Westbrook wouldn't continue to take a step back and just let Paul George, who is a better
overall. No, I don't think he did it on purpose. I think he did it through his play. Like, he regressed. I think Westbrook regressed.
You thought it was involuntary.
Yes, I think Westbrook...
Like, he creamed in his pants when the girl was
too
hot.
Correct, he had a bad year. Like, whether... Like, he I don't know his numbers. Like, he was probably close to averaging another triple-double, if not a triple-double. But, like... I think Paul George saw that the ceiling was there. There was no getting past the other Western Conference powers to even get to a championship. So that's why he left. He engineered the trade to the LA Clippers.
I like to call this pulling a Leonardo DiCaprio, where he sees a girl like from 19 to like 24 smoking hot. And then when she's about to hit her 25th birthday, he forgets her phone number and like he deletes her email from it. Like, he just starts ghosting the broad. I'm telling you, he has a track record of dumping chicks when they turn 25. So I'm going to call that the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is that on record? That's what he does?
Check the stats.
Yeah, 25?
Like,
he's got a demographic he likes to hit, is what I hear.
Yeah.
And he's now, like, 50. So,
yeah, God bless him. And he's still, like, that's at the peak of his game.
That's still his demographic. So,
Okay.
Where do we go?
Yeah, from there, you know what? I think after discussing it further, I understand now. He Leo'd him. I get it.
He Leo'd
him. Yeah.
But it was cool, man. Today on with all these duels that's popping up around the league now, they posted up some classic duels and just like...
Oh, yeah.
And you see that post today?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like they were like asking like, who's the best the 1-2 punch? Kobe and Shaq.
Ebony and Ivory.
Jordan Pippen.
Uh-huh.
Karl Malone, John Stockton. The Admiral, David Robinson, and Tim Duncan. Like, how would you rank that?
This is really like an evergreen question that doesn't really have any
I guess, but. Drop all of them. You know it's going to be between Kobe, Shaq, and Jordan Pippen. Yeah. Like, who would you take?
Jordan Pippen.
Would you?
Yeah.
You know, I love Jordan. You know how much I love Jordan. I feel like Kobe Shaq is a more dominant duo.
It's because they hated each other back then?
No, I mean, like, aside...
That's because one guy could decapitate you.
Exactly. Like, you know, okay, Kobe Jordan, I would say they cancel each other out. I would say Jordan's a little bit better, but then Kobe's a little bit more athletic. But they're probably neck and neck, so I think they cancel each other out. You go to the matchup of Shaq and Pippen. Shaq
that's
kills him, man.
That's a really weird matchup.
That's like NBA Jam. Like, yeah. Like you're picking the players from the teams from NBA Jam, and you pick the center, and then I pick the small forward, right?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was totally gonna like ride with you on that answer, but now I'm just having flashbacks to Scottie Pippen dunking on Patrick Ewing and putting his dick and balls in his throat.
Yeah, I mean they were different players, man. Like Pippen. Was a badass.
He could put his balls on Shaq's face. I'm pretty sure of it.
Yeah,
I'd actually pay for that.
Yeah,
it's tough, man. That's always been the tough debate. Who's a better squad? You know, like that Lakers squad in its prime, or the '96 Bulls in its prime. I would say the Bulls, but I don't know. The Lakers were pretty well rounded too.
I mean, they had a very good team. Both teams are actually very strong. Like you've got both sides, both role players, and like they've got so many good pieces around them, which made the team so great.
Robert Horry.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, Robert Horry.
I'll pick whatever team Robert Horry's on.
I mean, he was so clutch. Like right, so I don't know. And that's always the fun part about debating these teams, right? You just don't know.
Yeah, you'll never know.
You'll never know. But
did Robert Horry go watch Spider-Man Far From Home over the over the last week and a half or so?
But you know who did?
I did.
This guy too, bitch.
How are you, Jack?
I know Jack and Tobias did not.
What?
I'm sorry. One time.
What?
One time.
One time.
Oh, sorry. If you're watching on YouTube,
the YouTubes.
One time is hanging out with us. He failed to show up last week. It's fine. He had a phone call to attend to. It's all good. But we do have an audience member. We thank you for coming out tonight. But we're going to try to do a spoiler-free review this of Spider-Man tough, Far From Home. Because, Ice is correct. This is tough because I'm trying to remember the last time we did a spoiler-free review of any movie, and it was just a disaster. Like, just two assholes trying to, like, hump a football. It just didn't work out at all.
There's a lot of
I don't know what movie it was. Like a lot of stops and starts, but we both saw Spider-Man. It's the biggest thing that's happened since Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of nerds.
This ends phase three of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right?
So this is the official ending.
Official. Who's going to start the clock?
I will.
Because I just want to go first.
No, you guys. Okay, starting now.
Who's going first?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Clock is starting.
John at the movies. So the premise of the film, I'm pretty much going to eat up all my time talking about the premise of the movie. So it's Spider-Man.
Then I don't have to.
It's Spider-Man. He's trying to cope with a post-Tony Stark world, and Tony Stark was his mentor, and that pretty much was kind of the jumping-off point from where we left Endgame. Like, what's going to happen from this point forward?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was an intriguing premise. I couldn't get behind the idea that they were going to throw Mysterio in there initially as a good guy, and that's what they sold us. From the trades and, you know, the description of the film, Mysterio has customarily been a villain of the Spider-Man universe, a member of the Sinister Six. Like, it's all written there, like, black and white, clear as crystal. So you have to suspend disbelief on that front. But I just had an issue with the character as a whole. He's a guy who, like, makes goofy shit happen. Like he creates illusions, and, you know, I just couldn't see how that squares with the rest of the MCU and the Spider-Man universe to a lesser extent. But they did something very clever, and I won't go into detail, but like how they brought that character to the fore and made him, you know, believable and relevant in the sense of what the story and the tapestry that is the MCU and Spider-Man and all that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It made perfect sense. He worked. Jake Gyllenhaal was a 10, and I appreciate the tip of the cap that they did, because he was supposed to be the replacement Spider-Man when Tobey Maguire sprained his ankle and almost missed the filming of Spider-Man 2. Did you know that one? That was a big deal. He was Thank literally you, like warming in the bullpen to be the new Spider-Man, and at the last second, I think they pumped Tobey Maguire with all the HGH and got him back in the saddle. So it was kind of like one of the big what ifs when it comes to Marvel. Like, what would Spider-Man have been with what's his face, Jake Gyllenhaal as Spider-Man? I'd pay heart folding money to see that today. But having him in the fold now is still pretty cool. It's kind of a nod to him, just like they brought what's his name, Childish Gambino, to play a bit character in the Spider-Man Homecoming.
Right.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be Miles Morales if they went that route for Spider-Man, but they never went that way. But they brought what's his face into the fold. So all that is to say, it's a lot of tip of the caps, a lot of like nods left and right to guys who've been fans of all the movies up until this point. So they were clever. They told a story that was distinct from the rest of the Avenger films, and they found a way to get Spider-Man back into his own little world. So I thought it was brilliant. I didn't expect it to come off
cry?
The way that it did.
Oh, sorry.
No, I don't cry when it comes to Spider-Man. All right? Make that clear here and now. Spider-Man, Tom Holland, and Zendaya are too hot to cry in front of them. But I dug it. I didn't expect to. I mean, I know Marvel has done a bang-up job with all the films to this point, but it feels like you're coming off a high from Endgame. And like this was kind of the trap game situation where you thought, okay, this could be where they stub their toe and exit phase three into phase four on a low note. But they hit it out of the park again. I didn't expect it to, but props to the entire crew. I can't wait to see if Venom shows up and starts blasting Spider-Man in the face in the next one. I'll say 3.5, borderline 4.
Ooh. Pretty good.
Take a stand, man.
I'm going to say 4.
Oh,
no, nice.
I'm going to say 4.
Bullied him into it.
Okay, I'm say this here and now.
Oh, here it is.
So Endgame did not have a post-credit scene, correct?
Correct.
They had the little homages to
tributes and all that stuff.
That's not an end game. That's not a post-credit scene.
Nope.
Proper mid and after-credit scene in this one, and you need to stay for both.
I heard.
And it'll blow your shit. Where am I at?
I can
damn it! Clock?
All right, one time. We got to go see it.
Clock? Where am I at?
4:30.
You're at 4:30.
Oh, damn. I made it happen. Told the story. Reviewed the film. Under five.
All right. Ready?
Yeah. I'm going to be way less than that because you
Because I did half the heavy lifting, you son of a bitch.
Damn right.
I'm going to go pee now.
So John just covered a lot of the premise of the movie, but after coming off of a big movie, just like what we saw last year with Infinity War, there was Ant-Man, I think, it followed Infinity War, and that was your cleanser. That was your Marvel cleanser. I felt like after Endgame...
A palate cleanser.
Yeah. So after Endgame, this is our first cleanser of before we go into the next phase of the Marvel Universe. And I felt like I went in with that in mind, thinking that, you know, it's going to be a really light... I mean, Spider-Man movies are typically lighthearted. There's a lot of, you know, you expect...
Well, the last couple. Yeah.
So, you know, and, you know, Tom Holland, I love him as Peter Parker, Spider-Man. So
isolate that. Shocker.
So, you know, that's what I went in expecting. And, you know, I think if you like Homecoming, it's a lot of that feel.
John didn't.
But I feel like, I do think, I would say it's a better movie than Homecoming.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For sure.
Glowing reviews. Glowing reviews. Both like Rotten Tomatoes and the audience score.
Wait, it's for great. Far From Home or Homecoming?
Far From Home.
Far From Home. Yeah. I think it's 90% from the critics, 96% from the audience.
Yep.
And I totally
that never
agree
happens.
With that.
That
never
happens.
And I think that's spot on. I think
that happens a lot. That's great. Know.
So, you know, from watching all the trailers, one of the big themes that you get out of what this movie is going to be about is. He's going to be the next Iron Man somehow. Like
Iron Man.
That's like one of the big messages that they're putting through all the various scenes. So you kind of go in like, you know, coming off of, you know, we know how Endgame plays out. You're just like kind of seeing like, you know, how does he transition from this, this, you know, neighborhood spider into an Iron Man type superhero. And it's fun to watch. And there's a lot of cool things that I can't get into, but there's some, you know, like all the stuff you expect out of Stark Technologies, you know, in the suits and this. It's cool. There's some really cool scenes. Dude, Zendaya is hot.
I heard. I heard she's also in another show on HBO called Euphoria, and that's like, she's really good in that too.
Like she's I really liked in the first one, but for some reason this one, I think more of her personality came out. I think they really, I like her quirky MJ character that she plays. It's cool, man. It's like, I don't know.
It's endearing.
That's I don't know. Maybe I'm just into chicks like that, but yeah, she got me.
Can you cut it out?
Aunt May was hot.
Keep it
too.
In your pants, man. Well, of course. It's Marissa Tomei. My
like,
God,
sheesh, man. Like, she's supposed to be this old grandma lady.
Nah.
No.
She was in My Cousin Vinny.
My God, man.
A film you've never seen.
You've never seen that.
I think that was the only post in our social media history that got, like, close to 300 likes.
Close, yeah, for sure. Just because they saw Marissa Tomei. Marissa Tomei. I don't even know what the podcast is about.
It had nothing to do with the show, but sure.
Not
because
at all.
It has Pause Attraction.
The movie is well balanced. I think in the beginning there's a lot of comedy. They made a lot of nods to the Decimation. They called it, they referred to as the, no, I can't say, I can't even mention that. Did that ruin stuff too?
Ruined. If you say it, you're ruining. Ruined.
Okay, fine. I didn't think that would, but yeah. So they make a lot
That's
of.
That's why I'm here.
There's a lot of mentions to that, and I like where they took it. It was pretty cool, and I guess the only thing I didn't really talk about is Mysterio.
Uh-oh, here it comes. Why would you? He's only the. Never mind.
I am trying hard not to say too much.
Try harder. You should probably try harder.
Okay, I won't say anything then. I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I'll agree with Asian John there.
Yon.
He did a great job.
Good spin on the character, I think.
I would say it's not what I expected, knowing what I know about Mysterio from the comic books. I mean, the only thing I really knew, you know, he is...
He's a bad dude.
He's a bad dude that uses a lot of tricks and illusions to mess around with Spider-Man's head and all that stuff. So there was a lot of cool things that they did with that angle, but that's about as far as I'll take it.
All right, one time. We definitely have to go see it now.
I definitely say it's a must watch. It's great. All the Spider-Man movies to me, with Homecoming, Far From Home, Spider-Verse, has totally delivered. I love Spider-Man as a character. I would give this movie also a 4, a strong 4.
Oh, he thinks he's better because it's stronger than
mine. It's a strong 4. I'm not humming and hawing about 3.5. It's a 4. I think it's a great 4. I'll wait till you watch it to explain why it's not a 4.5, but it's a 4 to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. No problem. Excellent. Yes. So you came in at 5
but
minutes.
But you guys got to watch it.
5.5 minutes. Okay, we got it, man. I told one time, so many times now, that we're going to go watch this. All right? Relax.
So by next week?
Yes.
I can stop biting my tongue about this and Stranger Things because you suck at life.
No, like, he's not going
to
watch
it. No, I'm going to watch Stranger Things. I'm going to watch it too.
What? Oh,
yes, I'm going to watch that too. All right? Oh, I'm going to try to...
Are you going to live tweet it?
Wait. I can't. Well, yes, I can. I can laugh at it. Yeah, definitely. I'll be like, yeah, this is great or this is awful. From the Bad Slant Podcast Twitter account.
Do you even have the password?
I do. I have it on the phone.
I'm just checking.
But yeah,
please watch. Like, please watch something. Like, I want to talk about things.
Especially this one.
I just want. Don't worry. I got it.
I just want to converse and
go watch Aladdin.
I guess.
We did.
Oh,
we both did.
I still need to watch Aladdin.
What do you mean?
He didn't see it. I told you.
You didn't watch it?
No, two of us.
Let me guess. Aladdin gets the girl and the genie's blue. Is that what happens the whole damn movie?
No.
Okay, wait, he was black for like 5 minutes? Am I wrong?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well,
it was funny though.
I don't think my aim is that far off.
It's pretty spot on.
Well, have you seen the classic? You know what this movie's going to be about.
Yeah, it's actually 2 hours.
Yeah.
So they had to fill some time in that. Yeah. So, yeah. It's all good.
I'm going to go watch Rocket Man, okay? I'll let you know.
I'm a Rocket Man.
Is that this week?
I think it's already out. It's been out like a month.
Oh, Lion King is next week.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Got my tickets, baby!
So you're going to watch that, though?
One time and I are going to watch
it. You're going to watch a lot of shit
next
week.
Yeah, we're going to watch that and then...
And 24 episodes of Stranger Things.
And then Stranger Things.
Good luck with that.
Oh, did you guys see my post? I got a Power Ranger helmet.
I don't know why.
Can you just go ahead and turn off my mic now?
I don't.
That's the coolest thing.
You should have brought it in if that was the case.
Oh, I should have. It's so cool, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I ordered that thing. It was a gift to myself when I said...
GIF?
Wait.
Stop the music.
You bought that thing.
Stop the music. Right?
What?
You bought it for yourself?
You bought... Yes. That god-awful thing.
What do you mean?
For yourself.
Why?
And you thought it was going to get over in this room?
Why does that sound so shocking?
In this room?
Dude, man, I've been a Power Ranger Mark since I was a little kid, since that
yes,
first...
Yes, we yes. know.
We're, so
we're you picked the White Ranger?
The White Ranger's my favorite, man.
You couldn't pick the green one?
He's not even OG.
No. There's something about that White Ranger.
Yeah, cool. You're a racist. Is what
but
it is.
So
you can't say that out loud.
He got the Klan helmet. Is what
so,
he did.
So
why would you pick the Green Ranger?
Come on, man.
No love for Trini, the Yellow Ranger. You son of a bitch.
No bitch.
Rest in peace.
If anything, it was going to be it's going to be one of the Tommies. He's either going to be the White Ranger or the Green Ranger.
You know, he's a third Ranger, right?
Huh?
He also is in the later series. Did you know that?
He came back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He might as well be a Park Ranger. I don't care. I can't believe you thought.
Didn't he do MMA or something for a little bit?
He won.
Yeah, I think so. But
did
now
he
want to
fight Justin Bieber or something? Like,
he's steered. Now he's sure steering the into the skid, right? So now he's embraced it. So now he's like full on. Like,
but anyways, I ordered.
I'm
that
embracing
shit.
The closing music.
Yeah, now turn it back on.
So I ordered this thing about a year ago. It was something.
Oh my god, he saved up for
what?
It.
No, it was
a year ago.
Well, cause the dude that I reached out to, he said it was gonna take about 6 months.
You had to buy it it's from a dude.
It's a custom made helmet for me, so everything is made to order. So it's not just like.
Did you take measurements of your head?
No, I thought I would. He told me I was, but he ended up building it without getting my measurements. So it's a little bit big.
Just, I can't anymore. What? A year in advance?
You guys are hating, man.
I am hating. This is no good.
That shit is crazy. It was worth that year long.
You don't even have the rest of the outfit. If you wore the rest of the outfit in your post, I would have like.
No. Okay. That's too much now. That's too much.
He washed it.
Buying the helmet a year in advance wasn't.
You see this?
Wasn't
you see this? That's the line. I do not cross that line.
I
wear a helmet.
What is happening?
I don't wear the suit.
And he bought the white one. He couldn't buy the green one. You could. Yeah, with the flute. Yes, flute. And then the turtle comes out or whatever the hell it is.
Isn't that?
It's a dragon. I don't even.
That's
know.
A little homo. Playing a little. Flute.
Okay, wait. Where? Playing the flute or wearing a helmet?
What are you doing
what are you
right now?
Talking about.
All right, ciao.
Peace.